Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Hello, welcome to Wine Face, where we're breaking down everything the experts know about wine in a fun, digestible, and accessible way, because wine is for enjoying and wine is for everyone. I'm your host, Helen Johannesson, from Helen's Wines in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Dude, today I am beyond excited to have someone here in the studio with me who I greatly admire. She is a restaurateur, an entrepreneur, a leader in the culinary world, in the fashion world, in like every world I'm interested in. She feels like a leader in it. She was born and raised in Mitla, Oaxaca. Her father founded one of my favorite restaurants in Los Angeles, the James Beard Award-winning Galaguetza in 1994. And today she is the co-owner of the restaurant, an advocate, and huge proponent of Oaxacan culture and cuisine. She is a cookbook author of the fabulous Oaxacan cookbook, Oaxaca, Home Cooking from the Heart of Mexico. She has a second cookbook coming out. She is a literal mogul in the making with products, which we are going to get into. Like, I'm talking Oprah, and just one of the most lovely human beings in the world, Bricia Lopez. Welcome to Wine Face.
Oh my God, Helen, that intro, I'm dead.
I'm just going to send you off on your day on a cloud
Oh my God. Yeah, girl. You know what? I'm here for it.
When you told me.
I am receiving. You are saying and I am receiving.
We're manifesting. When you told me the other day all the stuff you're working on, I see on the videos, like you have straight up warehouses of product. And you, rightly
there's
so.
There's one warehouse.
Okay. But there are warehouses on the horizon.
Right. Correct.
I don't know. I'm just really into it. I think it's really amazing. I think it's what people want, what they need. And it's such a gift that you can share it. I mean, if people don't know what I'm talking about. So, okay, let's back up. You have this world renowned, I would say, restaurant in Los Angeles.
You know what? I used to be like coy about it, but now I'm just going to say it. I have the best Mexican restaurant in this country, 100%.
You 100% do. It is straight up one of the most special places on earth. When I first went, I walked in. There was a band playing. It's big. The food is so, so delicious. And then there's like this amazing mezcal-ridden bar. Like the most mezcal. I think you were the first place
we were.
Have serious mezcal and like call it out and have bartenders who knew what the hell they were talking about.
Did I tell the story of how when we started, well, my father started selling mezcal even before we moved into that space with a liquor license. My dad used to sell mezcal like out of un garrafón. I don't know how to say it in English. Like I don't know, garrafón. Google it.
Yeah.
And he used to just sell it to people in his small little restaurant without any permit. So my dad, he was the mezcal person all the time.
Passion for it.
So then when we moved to the second space, we had a full liquor license when my dad retired, and there was a transfer of power, I shall say, in the Lopez family. My brother and I, the first thing we wanted to do was like a full on mezcal bar. And we just wanted to take mezcal as serious as possible because we traveled to Oaxaca, had seen where mezcal was going, and it was so clear to me. I never really wanted to have a mezcal brand, but I wanted everyone to love mezcal because I always thought if you love mezcal, you're going to love Oaxaca, and hence you're going to want Mexican Oaxacan food. So it was always with Oaxacan food at the end of it all. And I used to bottle mezcal bottles and just mail it to bartenders. Oh, and that's how I got to meet that's how I got to meet a lot of people in the industry, because I used to just mail them mezcal. And they were like, I don't understand. Is this because you were opening a mezcal brand? Like, is this like, what is this, your PR pitch? This is also before like influencer boxes were
you
a thing.
You were like ahead of the curve.
So
I'm just
people were
say.
Just receiving boxes of mezcal, and I had put a little note on them. And they were just coming at the restaurant. And it was like my way of just inviting people to the restaurant, inviting people to have mezcal, but never to promote a brand. It was most to promote just the culture of Oaxaca. And just, it was like a piece of what Oaxaca had to offer.
What do you think people don't understand about like mezcal? They judge it too quick. Like, I guess my thing is mezcal can be smoky, but it can also be not smoky. It's so tied to the land. Like, if you wanted one thing way back then or today, like, what is it you want people to understand about mezcal?
Well, I think this is the perfect audience to learn about mezcal, because these are, I'm assuming, people who love wine, because it's called Wine Phase, and you're listening to Helen's Wine. So I think that mezcal has really evolved into something very much like wine, to now where you have regions, you have specific terroir, you have specific / maguey, however you want to call it, the plant, different types of plants. It's not fermented, like, you know, well, it is fermented before it gets distilled, but it's not aged. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not much like tequila gets aged, right?
Got
it's just
it.
Straight up. And there are some brands in some regions who age it in glass, just in order for it to just sort of open up a little bit.
Chill.
Just chill. Just have it, let her have her moment.
Oh,
and then, you know, when she's ready, she's ready. Oh. And it's been beautiful to see. Now I'm kind of like, I love having mezcal in Oaxaca. I think it's just such a vibe. I always tell people, if you love mezcal, if you want to learn more, just visit Oaxaca, go there. You know, I really envision now, like, my vision is the idea of people traveling to Mexico, traveling through like Oaxaca, you know, then you eat, pray, love.
Yeah.
It is.
Wait, can I go
in the south
on a
of Mexico?
Mezcal, eat, pray, love with you?
I'm 100%.
Like, I've been once to the Ciudad de Oaxaca, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
But I was like, we barely scratched the surface.
Yeah, you have to go to Mezcal Country.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to call it now, Mezcal Country.
I'm like ready to sign up for your tour.
Yeah,
I'm
the thing is, I don't have a tour, but
I know
the thing is, like, I want people to have tours.
It.
And I just want my people to stay in Oaxaca, to welcome people, to create opportunities for future generations, for future Oaxaqueños to feel so proud of where they are.
It's incredible.
For the kids
there.
Of the kids to go there, to grow their own brands, to understand the power that they have, and then for everyone to go experience it and visit it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm converted. I feel like it is so much like wine. Like, when I'm not drinking wine, I drink mezcal. And whether it's like I mix it with a drink or just have it alone, it's my favorite thing. It's a stimulant, which is what I like about it, instead of like most alcohols, a depressant.
Yeah, no, mezcal's not going to get you depressed.
No.
No,
you're gonna
it's not.
You're going to be like, let's fucking go.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah.
All right, I poured some Syrah. It's made by a woman. Cheers. Named Noah. It's a Shanta. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
Sonoma Valley. It's just like, this is coming out in December.
Elena, you love your funky wine.
Yeah, girl. I know. But not with champagne. Champagne, I like really classic.
Not the funky. This is nice.
Yeah, that's good. It smells a little funky.
No, but this is the kind of danger. You know what? I love cold reds too. And I feel like this could be a great cold red.
Chill it down.
Yeah.
Chilled red zone.
Yeah.
Okay, so I brought this. I don't know. There's just, she's doing cool shit. You're doing cool shit.
Thank you.
And I think she's also in this path of education and like trying to realign people to like what things actually are.
Right.
Wait, so how did you end up working in the restaurant? Did you always work there?
My father was breeding future workers. I think that's what he was trying to do. Well, I come from an immigrant family.
With a plan. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my father moved to LA in 94. So did we. I was 10 when I moved to LA. And even back in Oaxaca, I always worked with my dad. My dad was a mezcal maker, and I used to be his salesperson at 7 years old.
So crazy.
And that's what we did. My sister and I, we used to work at his mezcal store. My brother was, you know, 3, so he couldn't work because he was, you know, 7. Duh. He wasn't of age yet.
Yeah. Couldn't carry more than 2 bottles.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. So then when we moved to LA, you know, it was mostly working at the restaurant every weekend. You know, I cannot dribble a ball for the life of me. I cannot kick a ball. I can even ride a bike, girl.
No.
But man, I can bust a table and I can wash dishes and I can take care of a whole restaurant single-handedly. without a problem.
I believe it.
Like, I can deal with 100 people just by myself.
And smile. And
love smile it. And love it and go back and, like, work the back of the line. I can be a line cook. I can be a server. I can be anything.
Because you're a chef, too,
but
essentially.
But I can't ride a bike, and I'm okay with it. Just because we...
Bikes. Who needs a bike? Yeah. Bikes are overrated. Get a moped. 100%. It's all good. Scoot, scoot.
I can drive.
Yeah.
I have my license.
You can walk.
Yeah, but I think that's the immigrant lifestyle. You know, it's just work, work, work. I never wanted to be part of the restaurant. I ran away. I was like, this is not going to be my life.
You rebelled.
Well, because you see how hard it is. Every time someone comes at me and it's like...
It's so
hard. Oh my gosh, I want to open a restaurant. Brisa, what advice do you have? I'm like, run.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
People ask me that all the time. They're like, how it's so amazing. You got like the wine shop and John and Vinny's. And like so much of my work is in the restaurant, not just in wine. And they're like, I just really want to do that on my own. And I'm like, really think about that. I'm like, you should really just do it. Go work in a restaurant first. Do me a favor. Go work in one before you open one. It's so crazy.
The margins are small, especially in California.
So stressful. And you're always cleaning. Mm-hmm. You're always cutting, watching the labor. Not cutting, but like, where's my sales? Where's my labor?
Cutting onions.
Yeah, cutting and then crying.
Or actual cutting and crying. And crying, lots of crying.
But it's such a high, right? Like, I get a high from it. Just like the dance. I'm just like, ah. Oh.
You're just like a popular person, though, when you have a restaurant.
Oh,
well, because everybody wants
everyone
to come at your place.
Name. Yeah. I Cheers.
Mean, you know, everybody wants to. It's if you love hosting, like I genuinely love people. Yeah. I love hosting. I love friends.
How do you host at home? Like I have like the restaurant host vibe, but like, do you do hosting at home or do you keep it separate?
Well, that is what my second book is about. It's just all about carne asada.
Yes.
Because I love carne asadas. I love having people over. I love having carne asada. I love having salsas. I love beans. I love rice. I love ceviche. I just love having a big table full of just meat and salsa and sides.
It's like
and
my
just,
dream.
I love that. And I just love people coming over. I love having music on. I just love, and I just have a cooler for a beer.
Yeah, just whatever. You go serve yourself, casual.
Yeah, batch cocktails.
Yeah.
And dude, I love me some bubbly wine. I love me some red wine.
Red wine,
I feel, is more like later, towards the end of the party.
Serious.
More like let's have a. I love champagne.
I didn't know you love champagne. I would have brought champagne.
Girl,
I brought a really cool red wine.
Champagne is my Achilles heel.
Dude, it's what I drink at home the most.
Do you know
love
what my husband
most?
And I, when we were dating, we used to do champagne cocktail, but with mezcal on it. Ooh. So we would get really expensive mezcal, like really high-end mezcal, and we'd get like a droplet.
Oh, my
God.
And
I used to drop like 5 drops of really high-end mezcal into the champagne because it just gave a little bit of smoke.
You really are like low-key a cocktail guru. Like you could write a bar book as well.
I don't know if I could write a... I've heard that your recipes are famous, and they all are like...
It's like the Bricia this, Bricia that.
I know a lot of bartenders and mixologists, and I would do this. I would do a disservice by saying that I can write a cocktail book.
I don't know, but today's all about you. So I'm like, you can do it, and I believe it.
Can I do it? I mean, I don't. No. My husband loves. He's a cocktail maker in the house, but champs is my shit.
I always have champagne in my house. My husband and I. Same. It's our favorite thing to drink.
Oh my God, same.
It's
that
like,
was. Call my husband and I fell in love.
We're obsessed. It tastes so good. I'm like, I personally,
it's
and I'm not a hater.
Sparkly.
I don't get why people get a headache after. I think they're drinking the wrong champagne.
100%.
They're just drinking the shit. And there's a lot of sugar if you don't drink the right champagne. But
and you can tell too, when you have bad champagne, you're like, this is bad.
I just like spit it back in.
I'm like, I mean, this is like, I mean, it's still bubbly, I guess. Yeah. I can have Topo Chico for this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather just have sparkling water if it's not good. But I just love the bubbles. I love the.
Really? Mm-hmm. Just the way it feels.
It's great. Like, who does
it? Dude, we need to have, you should, carne asada champagne party.
Oh my God. That's why I love micheladas so much, because it's bubbly, it's sparkly, it's spicy.
We're going to get into micheladas because it's a whole world that I want to get into your brain about. We make carne asada recently. We've been making it in a disco.
Yeah, like a discada.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's my dad's shit.
Dude, we learned it from my father-in-law, and I was like, we need one of these at our house.
Yeah.
And it's like casual Tuesday night, like light it up. You get the propane. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. My dad loves a discada. That's his thing. But he's discada. Always like, I'm going to make you guys a discada. And I'm like, okay, dad.
We did like a fish fry in it. That's how it started.
Oh.
And we called it like Pescado Disco.
Oh.
Like 70s music. Okay, let's just talk about micheladas real quick. I'm not going to tell you how we make them at my house, because it's like the Becerra family way. And I think you'd be like, WTF,
well,
are you doing?
Is your husband Mexican, right?
Yeah.
But he's on the north? I'm assuming.
Yeah, Michoacán.
Yeah.
North of Oaxaca.
North of Oaxaca. Yeah. Michoacán is not so north. It's more like central.
Central.
Okay, okay. So the thing is, there's Southern Mexico, there's Central Mexico, and then there's Northern Mexico.
Mm.
Different areas.
Totally.
Each with their own vibe. South of Mexico, I always say, has... Oaxaca has the best food. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
I mean, I but literally south agree of Mexico, with you, hands down. I think it's the best.
South of Mexico is the essence, the soul, the foundation of everything Mexico. Then you have Central Mexico, which you have Mexico City, you have Michoacán. Like, there's things like carnitas, the best tacos. Don't go to Oaxaca for tacos. That's not what we do. That's not our jam.
No, yeah.
Go to Mexico City for tacos. And then you have the north of Mexico that is very meat heavy. Mm. They really are the carne asada proponents, I would say, but very different carne asada than you would find in
LA. And barbacoa or no?
Barbacoa is done throughout.
Is everywhere.
Barbacoa is throughout, and everyone does it the different way. Central Mexico does barbacoa very different in the south of Mexico.
Mm.
In Oaxaca, we do a lot of lamb barbacoa. My dad loves lamb. Like,
obsessed. Goat. I love lamb. I love goat. You know, girl.
Yeah.
The goat dish, yeah, my favorite.
Yes, yes. So we do goat, lamb. Central Mexico does more like beef, lamb, some lamb, mostly beef. And then up north, that's when you have like carne seca, carne en su jugo, tortas ahogadas. It's more, it's all different.
It's so good. I'm obsessed with the food.
I'm just biased because I'm Oaxaca, so I'm all about Oaxaca.
The best food I've had regionally, okay, like Mexico City has its own thing, some of its own thing going on, like amazing tacos and then like cool food that's happening, like pujol, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Yucatan has great produce, like some good food.
Yucatan's amazing.
But like Puebla, Oaxaca Yucatan, is the best food. And I cried. Like I cried after eating at this hotel, like in the city of Oaxaca. And I was just like,
Casa Oaxaca.
Yeah, Casa Oaxaca. Yeah, and we were the only ones there. And I was just like, what is this food? I don't even know myself. It's changing, life changing.
But it's also the vibe. But Yucatan.
And the people.
Yeah, Oaxaca, Yucatan.
And the mezcal.
Y Puebla. Those three states, I think, are the holy trinity of food in Mexico. But micheladas. So micheladas are done differently. In the south, we use a lot more spices.
Got it.
So a lot of people get this idea that micheladas are just almost like Bloody Marys with beer. And now that micheladas are gaining popularity, I see a lot of brands coming out that are literally just Bloody Berry mixes relabeled as micheladas.
That's kind of fun.
Like, no, it angers me. I actually
isn't it
went,
messed up? Like,
so I actually went to a food show and I stopped by this booth and they were doing michelada mix, you know, and of course there were these two white guys and I was like, oh, cool, michelada mix, that's awesome. Like, so like, how do you make it? He's like, well, it's kind of like Bloody Mary mix, but we just rebranded because like the word is hot right now. And I was like, so.
There's like zero authenticity.
Well, it's not just authenticity. I think they're just doing a disservice to the word because a michelada isn't just a tomato drink, right?
No.
There's tomato base. And I think that's why I just fight so hard. Everything I do is just like, I'm like in the hardest industry because I'm always educating people, which is the hardest thing to do.
Over and over and over.
Over and over again. But there is some tomato juice base, but it's not the primary component. It should be a balance of spices, citrus, some tomato and chile, pepper, salt, lots of salt, that allows those flavors to combine with the beer. That when you have your beer, it kind of gives you this savory, citrusy feel to it. And it should elevate your beer. It shouldn't be like heavy tomato V8.
Yeah. No.
You're not having a Bloody Mary for breakfast.
No. It's not a snack.
No.
It's a beverage.
It's a beverage.
So
you should have to consume at least five.
Yeah. If someone want to make it at home, how would they? Don't give them your recipe, but like, how would you say someone should make?
Lime juice, lemon juice, a little bit tomato juice, Worcestershire sauce, salt, pepper, some sort of hot sauce.
And like tomato juice, like a quarter of a cup, like 2 tablespoons.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like barely any.
Yes. It's like a good, you know, equal ratio lemon, lime and tomato juice to kind of even it out.
What is your thoughts on ice and what kind of beer do you think is the best and rims? Like some people do that like
I think candies. That I think like chamoy,
yeah,
rim,
chamoy,
right?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's like to each its own.
Okay.
You know, it's like whatever works for you. I just generally don't like ice in my beer or in my wine or in anything. I know ice on wine is very big in some parts of Europe.
And sure.
As you know, do you, boo? Like,
exactly.
I'm not going to judge you. You know, sometimes I'm somewhere at a party and I'm like, I guess you can just give me, you know, white wine with ice just to make it last longer and I don't get really fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no judgment, no judgment.
Or to make it taste better. Yeah.
Correct. So like, I'm there with you. I just, I personally, the thought of ice with beer just doesn't click for me.
Right.
So it does, the idea
I don't do ice. I don't like ice.
Yeah.
Either.
So the idea of ice and michelada, it doesn't. To some people, they
some
love.
Some people do that though. Some people
love,
but
some people love their ice with their beer.
Yeah.
I just love, it has to be a chilled cup though. It has to be a chilled cup.
Frozen
cup and hella cold the beer.
Yeah.
The way you should drink beer, period.
Always cold.
Right?
Do you do tap or do you do can or bottle?
Both. Depends on where I am. If I'm home, yeah. I can't, I don't have a tap at home.
Dude, my uncle does. And I was like, are you a genius?
I mean, I
was
like, do we need?
It's a pony keg. I was like, and he had it like built in. And Alex was like, yo, I think we need to like hook this up in our house.
We wanted to have something like that in our backyard because we had so many parties at some point. Like so many carnazadas that like, and we were just kind of going through so much beer. And we're like, we should just have a little pony keg in the back. When we have parties,
you call the parties you have when you serve carne asada, but you call like the whole vibe carne asada.
It's an asada.
What does that mean?
An asada. When you're like, oh, you're coming to the asada, like you're gonna come to the asada. You're invited to the asada.
Ah,
we're going to the asada. We're going to an asada.
It's a thing.
It's a party. Like I'm gonna have an asada for my birthday. We're gonna get married, but it's gonna be more like asada vibes.
Really,
I'm having a birthday asada. It's a type of family gathering. That's what my book is. The title of my next
asada
book is called Asada
Only.
Yeah.
Like for life. Okay.
Yes. So
okay.
It's more of like a, it's an asada. It's a whole situation. And it's not just the meat, it's the salsas, it's the side dishes, it's everything.
And it's the family. Okay. So you have to understand, I learned Spanish at school in New York. Mm-hmm. So I learned like AP Spanish. Like I don't know any
proper Espanol.
I'm like, it's a fiesta. It's like so embarrassing. Like I understand and I speak a little bit.
Es una comida.
Yeah.
So like in Mexico, you call an asada in LA. Okay. If I'm in Oaxaca, I wouldn't be like, oh, hay que hacer una asada. I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I would say, vamos a tener una comida.
A
little translation to, we're going to have a food. That's how it translates to. Like, what do you mean a food? Like, what do you mean a meat?
But you're surrounding energy around it.
Right. So it's like, una comida porque se graduó la niña. Like, una comida por eso. Vamos a hacer una comida. It just means that you're going to have a gathering with friends,
love
food,
it.
And drink.
This cookbook you have coming out is going to crush.
Oh, I hope so.
I mean, everyone's going to take this.
I mean, I'm on wine face. Of
it's
going to
be
gonna
like
go
the
viral.
Butter. It's going to be like butter boards, girl. Like,
yeah.
I hated those butter boards, but like everyone's going to be like, I'm having an asada. I mean, like, do you want that too? Like, as long as people aren't appropriating, do you?
You know what?
How do you feel about
like
sharing?
Like I said, you do you, boo. Like, you do you. I can't stop you from butterboarding.
Yeah, I'm not butterboarding. Just to be clear, anti-butterboarding.
Just like I can't stop you from having an asada from you cook. I can't, like, what if I want to have a hot pot at my home? Like, what if someone has stopped me?
I do a Donabe hot pot at home.
See?
Yeah, and I'm like, Miss Donabe, can you teach me how to do it better? We should do a cooking class with her.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to throw it.
So, michelada, circle back. So we used to sell it.
I get off track.
Oh,
so
do I.
Yeah, this is good.
Bringing it back. So we sold our michelada from zero, from scratch. We made it at the restaurant and it just became a thing. We sold a lot of them. And then one Sunday morning, or maybe Saturday morning, let's call it a Saturday morning.
Okay.
This gentleman came in and he wanted to buy michelada to go. And I didn't understand what he meant because I just said, I can't sell beer to go. I'm so sorry.
Right.
And he's like, no, I just want your mix because I'm having a party.
Ah.
And you have the best mix I've ever had. And I don't want to sit there and make micheladas from scratch. And I want my friends to have micheladas. Can you just sell me the mix?
Yes.
And like, it took a while for it to just sort of click. And I was like, oh, like you want a bottle of our mix?
Yeah.
Yes. So we went, we had tons of empty tequila bottles. We filled one out. I closed it. And I was like, I don't know, $19.50, like the most expensive. I don't know, $50 anyway. Yeah. And he was like, you just gave me a $20 bill, keep the change and walked out. And I was like, oh my God. And then my brother and I, we love kind of coming up with ideas. He's, you know, the partner in all my businesses with my sister.
Amazing.
I love my siblings. And we're like, maybe we should like sell this.
Yes.
Because, you know, we had a little store. And then my brother had just opened a little Shopify store where we sold our mole. So he's like, what else can we sell in that store? We're like, let's buy these micheladas. And then at first it was just like Guelaguetza. Then that word is so difficult.
Yeah. Or I'm sure people don't pronounce it properly or like.
So then we're like, we let's just have a different brand because we like to complicate our lives. Yep, so then we called it I Love Micheladas. And that just became the brand. It's a bottled michelada mix that you can buy online. And since then, we've launched at different grocery stores. We're in Costco in Southern California.
It's like major. It's like major. Costco
is huge. We're not a holiday
SKU.
I'm like, Costco is
but
the most.
But that's okay. That's all right.
That's okay. We'll be back
Costco's
in spring.
Tough. Costco's tough.
Costco is the best retail partner that you could ever ask for.
So you were on the shelves. They take you off. And then they're going to put you back on.
Yes. We're not there for the holidays because Costco has like a number of SKUs they can have at a time. So we're not considered holiday. But that's the mission, right? I'm on to change. And, you know, being just like margarita mix is always.
Nationwide Costco.
Yeah.
I can see it.
And the things like just the way that you have margarita mix being an all year thing because it's just so embedded in the culture.
It's not a seasonal item.
It's not.
So people are still thinking of a michelada as, okay, summer, spring, we're outside, we're hanging when. Really, it's not.
It's not.
It's like an everyday beverage.
It's an everyday. So
any time of day. Literally, that's what I love about it is it's like it's a morning, noon and night. It's like so flexible. It's
amazing. It's the best breakfast to have.
It's like champagne.
Correct.
Yeah.
Going back to our love for champagne.
It's like champagne. Okay, wait. So what about when there's – okay, I'm going to sound like naive, but are you making any single serving ones in the cup?
So we
talk
have,
to me about this because it comes in a jar now and you would just like pour it with beer, a certain amount.
Right.
You pour it with beer, done, garnish, boom. People do it at their house. But isn't there a thing like my sister-in-law's, she always like gets a cup and like adds beer and the mix is in there.
Yeah. So we started with just a bottle that was just a mix.
Yeah.
And then we launched our michelada cups that are reusable, sustainable. And
that was my mind being blown.
Yeah, so it really is. It's a bottle with four pre-rimmed cups and the bottle. So you have your cup. It's already rimmed. You don't have to do anything.
Got it. Okay.
And you literally just have to add our mix that it's already included. And then we have single servings. The little 4 ounce travel. I love to take when I go to games. Like when I go to, we're not any stadiums yet. So hopefully one day.
But I think SoFi really. SoFi, if you're listening.
Yeah.
SoFi needs
come
to
at me.
I Love Micheladas in the stadium.
I keep telling people, like, you need, it's all about connecting with the right brand. You can't just have, you guys, a lot of our fans, and we see it on Instagram, they take their own bottles of Michelada mix into the stadium.
Ah,
and just
make their
add
own.
It to the beer, yeah.
I think, like, Live Nation, if you're listening, that would be another good
Come
one.
Come at me. Have a great brand.
Okay, you make mole, too. I just want to go through, because it's just, like, so impressive.
No, I just like to complicate my life.
No, me too. We don't like to keep it, as you know John and Vinny well, like, better than you and I know each other, actually, I think.
J and V are, I think,
they're real
like,
ones.
Here's the thing. I'm really astonished at the level of love and support they have for other people in the industry. And not astonished because it's the way it does not like, oh my God, it's not a lot of it, but like it's hard. It's not, it doesn't, you don't see it often. You don't see the level of actively championing you.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know,
and caring.
And caring, but like
genuinely.
Without having a, like an alternative
or skin in the game of
right
like
they're just generally nice humans.
They're just like good people.
Yeah. And it's kind of sucks to say like you just don't see it anymore and it's like
but you really should. Don't people are all about like their own shit and their own Instagram and their own business.
I mean I'm looking for that too. There's a lot of times where I'm just like god, like I'm on my own shit and I could forget like it's a whole other generation of people that like I can help, right? And like they inspire me to be more active and to be do more for
But you're
other
still
people.
Building. You're building.
Yeah, I am building.
I know. It's hard. Like, restaurant owners, cheers to us. Cheers to us. Honestly.
Girl, I think there's a whole wine bottle
I mean, we'll do a second podcast about, like, what it's really like. Okay. Tell me about holiday traditions. Like, what does your family do for, do you celebrate Christmas? Like, what's your vibe? It's the middle of December.
Yeah.
People are vibing.
During Christmas, all the homes break into their own. There's like my brother with his wife and his son.
Because there's Santa, etc.
Right. So there's like my brother and his wife and his son. He goes with his in-laws. My sister just got married, so she's going to go to her husband's parents' home in North Carolina.
Wow. Okay,
my
so
sister,
everyone's separate.
Her husband and her four girls have their Christmas. Oh my God. Girls. And then me and my husband, we have our own Christmas because my parents live in Oaxaca and then my parents have their Christmas in Oaxaca.
Got it.
Sometimes like the homes will intermingle, like, oh, okay, we're like these two homes are going over here and things like that. But we don't have a big Christmas gathering. Our big gathering is Thanksgiving.
So it just happened.
It just That's happened. Amazing. It is a whole vibe. I always tell people if it's I could lit. Sell tickets oh to my Thanksgiving, I could probably
they
get
would
a lot
sell.
Of money.
Yeah, I mean, they would literally, you could just live, like put a little camera up yeah. and people would be yeah. like.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's like 20 people. It's my home. We love it. We all cook together and we stay the whole day. And there's nothing but goodness and like beautifulness and family building. And it's just, it's the best time.
I love that.
Yeah. And then Christmas, each one, like.
It's intimate. It's like intimate.
It's very intimate.
It's about presents it's, yeah, it's and about champagne. Presents. And,
yes, there is
and
champagne.
And breakfast. Yeah. Yeah oh, always. Champagne. Every champagne, every Christmas morning, there
my,
should be champagne.
My son, he's 7. My son loves to bake. He
so
loves to cook.
Cute. Oh
he
my
loves
God.
It. It's the cutest thing. So our sort of like new, and I'm building my own rituals and my own, you know, Christmas yes. that we do, you know, mornings. And right now is tamales and yes. Cinnamon rolls because I love cinnamon rolls.
So me and too.
We
They're
prepare.
So good.
Yeah, my son and I prepare the dough the night before.
Have to. Yeah.
And then the next morning we put them in the oven. And then we have tamales for breakfast. And then we'll have cinnabuns later on, or then we'll like do cinnabuns in the morning.
There's no rules on Christmas. You're just chilling.
And just and then whatever leftovers we have from the dinner before. And the dinner at night, we all dress up. Like my yeah. husband wears a suit. My son wears like he wears a suit. My son wears it's just and we're just in the house. Like and we don't yeah. go anywhere. My daughter wears a whole sparkly dress. I wore a gown.
Oh my God, I
it's
love
a whole
it.
Thing.
I
yeah.
cannot wait to see these pictures.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and then we do the matching pajamas thing.
So cute. Yeah. Oh, I need to do that this year. My son is like old enough to get Christmas.
Okay.
Last year he was like a little baby.
Yeah.
This year I think he's like kind of, he understands snow and he hasn't seen it yet. So oh. we're like, okay, we're getting places. Magical. Yeah. I love the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the holidays.
It's literally just
I thrive.
The coziest. It's yeah. my birthday. It's the holidays. It's just
Wait,
like,
when's
oh,
your birthday?
December 20th. Letting everybody know, December 20th. Okay, this was amazing. Before we wrap, I like to put my guests through like a rapid fire
oh,
right
tell
now.
Me. Ooh, okay.
So
I didn't get these before. Okay,
yeah,
let's do it.
It's easy. It's like 6 shorties. Real, real easy. You okay. ready?
I am ready.
Okay. White or red?
Red. Well, champs.
Option C. Light or full?
Light or full? Depends. But I think I like a light, chill red.
Me too. Orange wine or rosé?
Rosé.
Yeah. Fill in the blank. Fried chicken plus.
Biscuits, honey, mashed potatoes, pickles, white bread, napkin, extra sauce, French fries and ketchup.
Oh my God. Take me there.
Yeah.
Truffles or caviar?
Caviar and champs.
Yeah, caviar. Current drink order, you're out and about.
I mean, I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but like I'm really into champagne right now.
I'm here with you.
Yeah.
We're going to be drinking champagne at some point in the
yeah,
near future.
You know, I see there is champagne or like if I'm at a really great restaurant, like a really fancy restaurant, like I love a great margarita. Like,
great.
But it has to just be like a Tommy's margarita, you know, like just the lime juice.
Just made
basically
well.
Like a
simple.
Basically like a
simple.
Spike lemonade, like yeah. a very yep. great freshly made lemonade, yes. like spike with
mixed
half
to
salt,
order.
Like yeah. Half, yeah, just.
I don't like Cointreau or I don't like the orange.
I hate those things.
I hate it when they try and add them. Just
like why?
I'll take honey
no
syrup,
need.
Agave syrup. Sometimes I'll take simple syrup.
Yeah.
But like lime juice, a really good tequila,
yeah.
not fancy, but like a really nice yeah. one or mezcal. I'm good.
Yeah,
that's
it.
My jam.
Like, don't add. Like,
just
let
stop.
The margarita be
Say
what it
less.
Needs to be. Yeah. Like, edit. Edit.
Okay, can you let people know where to find you, where to find your micheladas, like, online? Okay.
Yeah, so.
Where can they buy all your stuff
everything
and support you?
For my micheladas is at I Love Micheladas. It's very easy. At
I Love Micheladas.
Micheladas on the TikTok, on the Gram.
Love it.
On, I don't even know if we're active on Twitter anymore or Facebook, but or iLoveMichelada.com.
Okay, we're going to link it too. Yeah. We'll link it.
And I also have iLoveMole.com where we do all our mole chocolate offerings. Everything that we sell at the restaurant is for sale there to get shipped out wherever you want. iLoveMoleStore.com. And then, you know, me on the Gram, Bricia Lopez.
Yes.
That's it.
All right, Bricia. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You're just like a dream. You're amazing.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for
everything.
No, you were
amazing.
No, I mean.
No, you are. You're killing it too, girl.
We're doing things.
So I want to interview you and all the amazing. I should have you on my podcast so that I can do the same thing to you and gush over all you.
What's your podcast?
I do a podcast with my sister called Super Mamas. We've been doing
it. Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah,
Super Mamas.
We've been doing it for 5 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I love that. This is the best. Thank you. Thank you. Before I let you go, just a hot tip from me to you. Next week, we're dropping an episode. It's Wine Plus Christmas. It's everything you want to know about my traditions, what I suggest for yours. But also, we are definitely getting into mulled wine. We're going to be dropping a mulled wine recipe. And if you want to get ahead of the game, you can go to helenswines.com. We have a DIY mulled wine kit ready to go. So don't hesitate. We ship nationwide. It's a perfect gift for your last minute shopping needs. And you don't even need to do anything. You just click, click, and it's done. All right. Bye, guys. Wow.